Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Dear AFA. Today is Tuesday, April 27th, and this is Council 21 volunteer Wayne Tulaski reporting, and Glenn's gotta go. In a letter from MEC President Greg Davidovich on Monday, it was announced that the United Master Executive Council will put to a membership vote the decision to establish and fund a new strike fund. Yesterday, your local presidents took historic action from our union when they unanimously adopted an agenda item to put to a membership vote the establishment, funding, and benefit level of a new strike fund. Balloting requires a two-thirds majority approval of those valid votes cast in order to build the strike fund with a $3.75 dues increase contributed monthly until a new collective bargaining agreement is ratified. The decision about building a meaningful strike fund began in conjunction with our preparations for these negotiations. After reviewing all of our options for the strike fund and taking in your feedback through surveys, meetings, and other face-to-face discussions, the United Master Executive Council concluded a strike fund specific to United Airlines flight attendants best supports our collective promise to do whatever it takes to achieve an industry-leading contract. The final decision is yours. Full details about the strike fund will be posted on our website later this week. We encourage you to review the information and ask yourself again, what are you willing to do to get the contract you want and need? We will discuss this within our community and make a determination through our democracy. The vote will close July 5th. The day after the U.S. Independence Day, appropriate because we are fighting for fairness, a principle honored and enshrined in the fabric of our society nearly 250 years ago. Even as we continue work with the mediator to get the contract without having to resort to self-help, we must be prepared to take all legal action necessary to get the contract we have earned. We prepare for a strike by both as a means to execute a successful strike should it become necessary and as means to demonstrate to management that we are not only willing, we are ready to do whatever it takes. The contract negotiation survey closing deadline has been extended to Thursday, May 13, 2010, 11 a.m. Chicago time. Some members based primarily at international locations experienced a delay in receiving the voting material mailed to their homes due to a problem with mail service. Therefore, to allow all members the opportunity to voice their opinion and take part in the survey, the closure date of the survey has been extended. A link to the survey, which is hosted by a third-party vendor, BallotPoint, is available on our website, along with complete instructions and help with troubleshooting if you experience a problem taking the survey. We encourage everyone to take the time to respond and take an active role in our negotiations. United Airlines continued to reduce capacity in a combination with increased passenger revenue in the first quarter of 2010 and posted a smaller than anticipated loss for the first quarter of 2010 today. This continued reduction in flying has dramatically impacted our community. In their SEC filing, United listed a first quarter net loss of $82 million. United also reported a first quarter operating profit of $58 million. This represents United's first operating profit in the first quarter of the year since the year 2000. The quarter represented a 19% year-over-year increase in consolidated passenger revenue per seat mile, PRASM, for the first quarter, as well as a 4.8% year-over-year increase in consolidated unit cost per available seat mile, CASM, for the quarter, excluding fuel and certain accounting charges. United reduced consolidated capacity by 3.3% year-over-year and closed the quarter with $3.8 billion in total cash, with $3.5 billion in unrestricted cash at the close of the first quarter on March 31, 2010. As of April 26, United's unrestricted cash increased to $4.5 billion, including $700 million in secured debt offering proceeds received in April. The Spring Master Executive Council MEC meeting stands in recess today through Friday to attend the AFA Board of Directors BOD meeting in Las Vegas. The meeting will resume to close out business on Friday following the conclusion of the BOD meeting. This is an election year at the board where a new international president, vice president, and treasurer will be elected tomorrow along with other business of our union this week. Yesterday, AFA-CWA honored the 8 flight attendants who successfully thwarted a terrorist attack on board Northwest Flight 253 on December 25, 2009. At the annual AFA-CWA Board of Directors meeting, the C.B. Lansing Award for Heroism was presented to the flight attendants, honoring their professionalism and quick response to a potentially dire situation. Mobilizing the necessary resources in response to the threat to the flight was deemed heroic in averting a catastrophe on Christmas Day and an exemplification of what that means to be a safety professional. The C.B. Lansing Memorial Award was established following the tragic and heroic events aboard Aloha Airlines Flight 243 on April 28, 1988, when Aloha flight attendants faced a sudden and serious aircraft incident. C.B. Lansing did not survive the incident. However, her fellow flight attendants preserved, rendering life-saving first aid in flight as they planned for an emergency landing. The award is not an annual presentation and is presented to a crew or crew member who displays heroism beyond the call of duty. There have been 7 prior recipients of this honor in the history of AFA-CWA. Our negotiators met last week with management in mediated session for the first time following Worldwide Day of Action on April 6, 2010. Included in discussion were uniforms, reserve, preferencing, critical coverage, and the dispute resolution, attendance, and performance management letter of agreement. No new sections were closed in tentative agreement. Our next scheduled mediation session will be in Chicago the week of May 17, 2010. That's all for this evening. Thank you for calling and remain informed as we stand strong together to do whatever it takes to achieve an industry-leading contract.